You are listening to the Home Care Business Report with Valerie Van Boeven.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Stay tuned.
Right here, right now, yes.
Subscribe now.
Excited to be presenting this material to you. Are you charging? Of course, there's a typo. Are you charging the right price for your home care services? Steve, the Hurricane Weiss, is going to give you a Category 1 presentation on this subject matter. I know it's important to you all, and it's very important to us too. We get this question all the time, as I know you all are wondering about pricing and selling on price. And I'm going to do, before I turn it over to Steve, I have to do one commercial, take my cheap opportunity to tell you about this. March 7th, a book is going to come out, and it's probably the most up-to-date and the only one out there for specifically for the home care market. Wait a minute. We are taking pre-orders now at Amazon, or I should say Amazon's taking pre-orders. The pre-order price for our book, And the Marketer Said, Let There Be Leads, is $5.99. So if you would like to get on the pre-order list, and when it actually is available for download or it's available for you to access it off of Amazon, you will get an email and we will let everybody know. So it'll just automatically be something you can access when it's published on March 7th. It's live to the public. So you will be able to download it at the pre-order price. You will have already paid for it. So Let There Be Leads is on Amazon.com. If you just go to Amazon.com and Google it, just type it in the search bar, Let There Be Leads, you'll see it. The cover looks like the one you see on your screen. And if you do buy it at a pre-order or pre-sale rate, at the $5.99, if you'll send me your receipt, send it to my email at valerie@ltcep.com, we will make sure, if you're a Facebook user, we have a private marketing Facebook group. It's just kind of based on all the premises that are in this book and answering questions, and that's where you get to talk to the authors like Steve and George and Valerie. We have that group established, and we will make sure you are part of that group, but you have to send me your proof of purchase via email, valerie@ltcep.com. And so if you do order it, be sure to send me a note, and I'll get you in there, and we can talk more even before the book comes out. So with that, hello, Steve the Hurricane Weiss. How are you?
Very, very good. And I have to say, I love your personality. There's such personality. I love working with you and doing things with you. And you told everybody that I'm a Category 1 today. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody in the world suffering from some form of cold or flu or getting over it or starting it. So Steve and I are probably at a Category 1 right now because I know I've got some drainage going on. So anyway, so yeah, it's just that time of year. Everybody's sick and everybody's freezing cold. So
Category 1 for us, just so you're aware, folks, that's like Category 19 for the average Joe. So it's going to be high energy still.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's just that we are a little snotty or something. So, okay.
Nasally.
Nasally, that's a nicer way to say it. I'm going to change the presenter. I'm going to hand this over to Steve, and he is going to wow you with all of his great information. So hang on a second. I have given you the control, Steve.
Awesome. All right, and let me get my – all right, can you see my screen, Val?
I can.
Okay, so let's start. Here we go. Oh, so hello, everybody. Welcome to today's webinar. And again, Valerie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Folks, apologize for my nasally sound and self. I'm getting over a cold, as Valerie and I were just talking about before. But this is such an important topic for us private duty home care companies out there because we don't want to be too high priced. We don't want to be the lowest charge price because we have to make money, but we don't want to scare people off and everything else. And how much we charge, can really impact our business. But what should I charge? What should I do? And there's so many different resources and philosophies and everything, but this is something that I wanted to share with you exclusively, just throw this out there because the content is so important and where to go. And excuse me, am I charging the right amount of money? Because chances are you're probably leaving money on the table that you should be getting, and you're the one who's hurting from it because you're doing all this work, providing all this care, and you're not making what you should be making for your services. Now, before I jump into everything, I just want to give you a little bit of a background on myself. For those of you who are new to me, I'm Steve the Hurricane. That is my trademarked official name. I am a previous owner of Care Choice Home Care Company. We were a private duty non-medical home care company in New Jersey for approximately 9 years. I was the co-owner of that company. I had left that business in 2012 and started Hurricane Marketing Enterprises, taking the industry by storm. I have a team of sales and marketing experts who are at your beck and call, as well as I've spoken and trained now thousands of individual and franchise business owners in home care, hospice, and private duty. I love meeting with people. I'm a radio host. I have three beautiful children who are the light of my life and biggest source of fatigue in my entire life. And I am a proud husband as well as a huge, huge, huge football fanatic. New York Giants are my team. Yes, we're awful, but we just got a brand new defensive coordinator, or we let go of our defensive coordinator, so next year we're going to be on the spot. So that's who I am, just so you're aware as to who you're talking to and where I'm coming from. And I'm definitely qualified to give you a presentation on what to charge. Now, the first issue when it comes to choosing price is we have this preconceived notion that we have to be the lowest priced agency in the market. And it makes sense. You know, we're dealing with a percentage of the population where they're very frugal with their money. They don't want to spend it. Many of them need more help than they even agree to getting. And they don't want to spare any dollar, even though they've set their retirement up for something like this, if something should happen or come along. They're prepared for it financially, but they don't want to spend it. So because of that, you know, we think in our mind, well, I got to be the lowest priced person. I got to be the lowest priced person. I got to be the lowest priced person. Now, this is why being the lowest priced person is a mistake, all right? First thing is, for many people out there, we, all of us, every one of us on this call, right, we associate price with quality. So, you know, think about it from a car, right? Every person on this webinar right now, you all know that if I walk in, and no offense to the car makers out there, but if I walk out and I go and get, you know, a Hyundai Elantra or a Toyota Yaris, right, for $12,000, $14,000, that car is not going to hold a candle to a BMW 328, you know, or 335 or whatever. And so, and that's the truth, you know, nothing against the Toyota Yaris or the Hyundai Elantra, but the BMW 328, 335, that car blows those cars away. Now, it costs a lot more money for those BMWs. You're looking at, you know, $35,000 to $55,000, depending on features and options and everything else or whatever, but you get what you pay for. The ride is smoother. The handling is better. There's all these luxury features and everything else. Free oil changes included with it and services and everything. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. So price equals quality. So why do you want to be the lowest priced person so people assume that you must be the worst quality agency out there? And when we're dealing with healthcare, especially, would you want to put your mom with the worst quality care agency? Probably not, especially when the difference in price is probably about $5-6, all right? So it's an hour. So it's not like it's a tremendous amount of money difference in price for higher quality. So you don't want to be associated as the worst quality agency because your price is too low. Also, how much are you paying your caregivers? If your price is rock bottom for your market and you're the lowest priced person, just theoretically, knowing margins, you are probably paying your caregivers the bare minimum you have to pay them or the bare minimum you can pay them, which means, kind of goes right back up to the quality, right? Underpaid caregivers equal bad caregivers. Bad caregivers equal poor quality. So if you're not paying your caregivers well, then you don't want to be the undercharging person, because undercharging person, underpaid employees equals bad services. So I would rather you pay your caregivers well and have an abundance of good caregivers, because let me tell you, I used to pay my caregivers a lot, all right? When you pay your caregivers more than what the average company pays, guess what? They tell all their friends, come work for Steve because he pays us what we're worth. He pays us well, and I have a ton of caregivers at my disposal. So that I just solved the recruitment problem, all right? Pay your caregivers more. They're going to help you get more employees because birds of a feather flock together, all right? It's also very, very difficult to increase rate. You ever get a client that you serviced and after you started servicing them, you kind of wish you didn't start servicing them, right? It happens all the time. I'll never forget when I used to do this on the regular basis. I get a client, but man, I should have charged this person more. You may end up being not worth your time taking it, or you end up losing business because of it, or you can't keep caregivers on it, or whatever the case may be. You end up losing money. And yes, we want to help people. I went to school to be a minister. I'm a passionate person. I want to help people. You want to help people. But you should not be in business to lose money. And that's what ends up happening when you undercharge your services or you are the rock bottom. You get those cases, there's nothing you can do about it, and now you're stuck. Here's what you have to do instead. You got to charge a fair price, all right? A fair price is around the average for your area, all right? Every state, every market, every community out there, there's a range of prices. Here in New Jersey, I know right now here in New Jersey, I can pick up the phone and find an agency that's charging $17, $18 an hour. I can also pick up the phone and find an agency that's charging $30 an hour because the average is around $22, all right? So for me, I'm telling you to be around the average. So if that low is $17 and you're at $22, which is the average, that's a fair price. You know, going back to my car analogy that I was talking about before, right? Think about the Yaris, the low-end Toyota, smallest, least amount of features, least amount of bells and whistles and everything else. You think about the BMW 328 that I talked about, which is a higher end. You know what a nice compromise is? Maybe an Avalon, maybe a Camry, right? That's a car that's in between. It doesn't cost me $45,000, $50,000, but I can get some nice bells and whistles in that Camry for like $28,000, which is a lot more than the Yaris, but a lot less than the BMW. And that's a happy medium, all right? But then it's Toyota legendary quality and everything else. This is a website I want you to write down. Share the link, all right? Write this link down, copy it, or whatever right now if you're watching it. I'm going to show you in 1 second. But this website is a link to finding out what the care in your area costs on average. Now, I recommend my clients go about $0.50 to $1 per hour over the average for their area. So this way you're still average, but you're slightly above, but you're not so far above that you're pricing yourself out, but you're just slightly above. So if the average is 22, you should be 22.50, maybe 23. All right? Secret shop. Find out the companies that exist that are in your area, in your market, and find out what they're charging and get a nice range. Find the highest person, find the lowest person, and go somewhere in the middle. Now, I'm going to just exit the slideshow here for a second because I want to show you that website that I was talking about. So, I reached this, I hope. So this is that website, the John Hancock Insurance website. John Hancock is one of the largest providers of long-term care insurance, and as a result, they pay for our services for people all throughout the United States. And so in every market, they have clients, and I'm just going to go to New Jersey here, and I pulled it up already for you. In New Jersey, there's the state of this, the state, and then there's Trenton, and then there's Newark. And I just had Trenton already up because that's like right smack in the middle of the state. I actually about an hour's drive, not an hour's drive, about half an hour's drive from Trenton, kind of like where the E in Trenton is. So if you look at this, it says home health aid, the average cost is about $132 per day. All right, that's what the average person in this part of New Jersey is paying for services through John Hancock. All right. Scroll down here, you see a little asterisk here. Number two, home health aid costs are based on 6 hours of care per day, 5 days a week. So this is a daily cost of $132. So if you do the math, 132 divided by 6, and I picked up a calculator, you know, just to make sure I'm right, that gives you $22 as the average price. So I'm actually going to go back and just a little edit for you. If you're a brand new agency getting started or you're new, I'd say go right at the average. $22 is where I would go. If you've been around for a while, you got a good operation, you got your stuff going on, right? Go on the above average, $22.50, $23. This way you're charging the right amount of dollars for your services. It's something that people can afford, and it's something that people will pull the trigger on and do. So brand spanking new, be the average price. I've been around for a while. You got your stuff together. You know what you're doing. Be just above the average price. So let me go back to my webinar now. So now, all right, current slide. Okay. So next, the next issue that people have, and this comes with a little bit of fear. I understand, you know, you're like, Steve, well, if I raise my rates, you know, I'm going to scare people off when they inquire about services. You know, that person's calling me, and then they're asking. When they call, it's always, what's the price, what's the price, what's the price? Right? That's what they say. They always call. My mom needs help. I'm thinking about getting help for her. Social worker recommended you. So-and-so recommended you. But I'm worried. You know, how much is this going to cost me? That's what everybody asks, right? Why is it a mistake to be worried about that? You shouldn't be getting into price on the phone. That's why it's a mistake. The phone is not where you close these type of clients, all right? And, of course, there's always an exception to the rule. I know there's somebody right now in the middle of Wisconsin listening to this and be like, I close all my business on the phone. That's great. That's fantastic, all right? Best of luck to you. I love you, all right? Here's the truth. The kind of clients that you're looking for, the kind of clients that you want are the ones that need 40-plus hours a week of care. The clients that are using 1 hour a day once a week or 2 hours a day twice a week and the ones that drive us crazy, those minimal cases, yeah, you can if they get scared off by something you said on the phone, don't worry about it. You want to close the bigger cases. You want to get the bigger cases. Now, bigger cases come from better referral sources, better lead generation, everything else. Valor and I, we do that. That's what we do for a living, help you generate those. But you shouldn't be closing somebody who needs 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, someone who needs 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, someone who needs 24/7, someone that needs, you know, 12-hour shifted, 7 days a week, 84 hours. You shouldn't be closing that over the phone. You need to do your due diligence to make sure that you can handle this case. What are you getting involved with? So you shouldn't even be getting into price on the phone. The whole goal of the phone is to get an appointment to come see them. to then sign them up when you see them and you meet with them. That's why you shouldn't even worry about what your prices are. My prices, yeah, we were above average for our area. So that means that if we were $23 and the average is $22, if I told people I was $23 and the other guy who they talked to before me was $17, they're not even going to talk to me. You don't get into it on the phone, all right? What this tells me you have a weak inquiry management process. Your people don't know how to answer the phone, or you don't know how to answer the phone. Now, I will say I've worked with several franchises, and some of the franchises out there have a very good system. But from the independent guys, most of you guys, inquiry management is a problem, and it is a process. How you answer the phone is the beginning of the sales conversion. If your conversion rates are low, you need to sit down and take a look at your inquiry management process. Now, what can you do? You can invest in inquiry management training. I offer one. I know other companies that offer one. All right, that's one thing that you can do. Do some research online, join some things about inquiry. How can I better answer the phone? All right, that's one way you can do. Another thing you can do is you can role play. Sit down with your office staff. Before I started my consulting Hurricane Marketing Enterprises business, when I was a CareChoice, I didn't have an inquiry management company come in. I sat down and I worked with my staff and I told them how I wanted them to answer the phone. And I actually calculated my conversion rates when I was in the office and I answered the phone and converted them to an actual client versus everybody else's. Now, if I'm supposed to be out on the road marketing and selling, how can I be in the office and out marketing and selling at the same time? Impossible. So I had to get my team good. So I sat down and I trained them on how to answer the phone. And from how you answer the phone, what you say, to having an actual, not a script, because you don't want it to be scripted, but having an actual prospect call sheet, all right, a prospect call sheet, which I'll tell you what, I love you guys, all right, remember this. At the end, I want you to email me at info@stevethehurricane.com. info@stevethehurricane.com. I'll give you a copy of my inquiry management sheet for free because this is for you, all right? Happy New Year, all right? That's for you. This is the prospect call sheet that I used when I was in business, all right? What you want to say, what questions you want to ask them, and then there's a process. Then at the bottom of it, it has some bullet points that you want to convey with the person to get them to schedule the appointment. But role play regularly. You know how often I role play with my team? I did at least once a month. And the reason I say at least once a month, if I started to notice that we weren't getting appointments after like 2 weeks, I would do it right then and there. So it was every 2 weeks for a while, and then it was once a month, and then we'd start dropping the ball after I was doing once a month for a couple months, and then I started doing back to every 2 weeks. It's an ongoing, ever-ending process because you know your office staff. The second you get off of them, they're going to start dropping the ball, and that is losing leads. That's you spend all this money for return on investment, but you don't spend anything on your inquiry management. And I'm not talking about, in this case, I'm talking about the training with the company. I'm talking about the time is your cost. You've got to spend time with your people and make sure they're answering the phones right. Super important. Secret shop. And I'm not talking about secret shop your competition. I'm talking about secret shop yourself. I used to get my brother, I get my sister, I would call myself from random numbers, I get my friends, I get my wife. I'd say maybe once every three months, I secret shopped my own company. How was it to get an appointment? How hard was it? What did they go through the process that I trained them on? Are they saying the right things? Some of you would be mortified with the way people are answering the phone. No wonder the people who have the right process in place are kicking your butts, right? That's what happened to me. I had an amazing process in place, and that's why I was kicking everybody's butts. Because we answer the phone the right way. It all starts on the phone call. That's the beginning of the sale right then and there. So make sure that if you want to invest in training, do it. If you don't have the funds to do it, role play, do some research yourself. Take my incoming prospect call sheet that I'll give you for free. Just email me, info@stevethehurricane.com. Secret shop yourself and role play regularly with the team. Make sure they're answering the phone the right way. It'll save you countless dollars. As a matter of fact, it'll make you endless dollars. Your conversion rates will go up 25, 33, 40. I have clients who are converting at 60%. 60% folks that they, if their phone rings 10 times, they sign up and start six clients. Ridiculous, ridiculous, okay? Do these things. Finally, the last issue that people have with charging a higher price is they feel that they're going to lose business to the company down the street that charges less. And I know what you're thinking right now. Everybody knows that one guy down the road who's at $17 an hour or whatever the low is for your area. 17 is low for me here in Jersey. And everyone's like, oh, so-and-so at blah, 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 home care. I hate that company. They have the worst reputation, blah, 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 right? That's what we say. That's what we tell ourselves. Or if somebody doesn't sign up with us and they're like, well, you know, the guy down the street is charging this or whatever, and then they go with them, you know, it's like, oh, no, you know, I just lost that business or whatever. Here's why this is a mistake. What that tells me, if you're meeting with a client who says that the guy down the street is $17 and they're going to go with him over you, you're not doing a good job of building value when you meet with your clients or your prospective clients. When you're sitting down with a meeting with them and you're going over everything and they say your price is too high, they don't see the value. That's why they say it's too high, all right? You're probably undercharging, or you won't raise your rate, which means that you'll be undercharging out of fear of losing business. You can't be afraid of losing business. You can't be afraid of letting clients go to other people, all right? The one thing that I want you to remember is when you do these clients, and you know this, you are going to bend over backwards for your clients. Otherwise, you wouldn't have started this. How many times, if for those of us who've been around for a while, how many times have you got woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning because a client passed away or a client fell out of their bed or something happened, and you got up and you drove over to that client's house? How many times have you had a caregiver no-show, but you came over and put a client to bed because you knew that person couldn't get to bed and you couldn't get somebody to cover it? You do that yourself, all right? I've done that. I know what it's like. I know it. I'll never forget 2005, my first year in the business, right? I got a phone call. I was in the gym working out. I'm a fitness guy, right? I was in the gym working out. I was doing my chest or my shoulder or something. And I see my phone ring, and my caregiver had called out. The client was like an hour later, and she was like, I don't know what to do. My husband, I can't help him to bed. He had a stroke, whatever, yada, yada. And I was like, Mrs. So-and-so, I'll be right over there. I'm in the gym right now. As soon as I finish, I'll come over and I'll put your husband to bed. And I came over and I dropped everything. I went over. I didn't even charge her for it. It's what you do. That's what happens to me. When you sign that contract with me, even though it's my company, you sign it with me. I'm going to make sure that you get the care one way or the other. And I know I've worked with enough owners out there that everybody on this call, you're all doing the same thing. You will do that. You know why you do that? Because you care. Because you love. And that's why you cannot undercharge, because you're doing all this work, and you will drop, at the drop of a hat, you'll be right over there and do it because you love this person. That's why you got to be fair to yourself as well. All right? You got to be fair to yourself as well. And that's why I'm saying charge a fair price, not a high price. All right? What do you do instead? You need a strong closing process. It's that simple. How you greet that client when you see them, your process that you walk them through from start to finish, that's what builds the value. That's what gets them to say, you're the BMW of home care. Yeah, but I'm the Camry price. Does that make sense, folks? It makes sense, right? I'm the BMW. I'm the $50,000 luxury car of home care because I'm confident in my services, because I've been doing this for a while, because I know what I'm talking about, because I'm a nurse, because I'm whatever, because I went to school to be a minister, because I love people. That's why I'm the best. Whether you just got started yesterday or you've been doing this for 10 years, right? You are be confident in yourself and in your ability and what you're willing to do for this patient if they come up on your services. With that closing process, no one can compete with you. No one can touch you. You see where it says right here, provide top-level pricing service for the average price. when I, towards the end of my career, when I was doing this, when I was $23 to the $22 average, a dollar an hour over. Actually, I think at one point we were like $2 an hour over. The reason why I was still able to get people to sign up with me when my prices were $5, $6 an hour over the average is because I had a bulletproof process. They went through, I went through my whole spiel, and when I got to the price at the end of the presentation, I told them, and then they would go, wow, the guy down the street charges $17 an hour. And my response was, and you can go with the guy down the street. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is what I'm willing to do for you. And everything that I showed you here, if you called him up and had him come out here and meet with you, we're not even in the same league. We're going to do so much more for your loved one than the guy down the street. And when it comes to care for your mother, do you want the bargain or do you want the best? We're the best. And that's how I did it. And people would be like, okay. And then they signed on the dotted line. And we weren't the highest priced. The highest priced person was around $28 to $30 an hour at the time. So $22.50, $23, yeah, I'm above average, but I'm not the highest. But I'm giving you the quality of the highest at the slightly above average price. And the reason why I can prove that is because I have a strong closing process. Now, at the end, before I take questions, because I know we always get questions. I know, Valerie, I want you to take questions from people. And we'll kind of go through that. What I want to do is just kind of just talk about the boot camp that you and I have coming up.
Yeah.
The February 5th and 6th, we've been talking about this now for the last 3 months, the Hurricane Marketing Boot Camp 2.0. People have been to ones in the past. They've ranted and raved about it. That photo right there is me talking at the one in New York City over the summer last year. All kidding aside, folks, the training is world class. The things that Valerie is going to be talking on, you know, increasing internet lead generation through your website, through social media, you're not going to find that online, all right? The things that I'm going to be doing at this to increase your closing ratios, that whole sales process that I just talked about, I'm going to sit down, pull volunteers from the audience to come up on stage, and I'm going to show you my entire sales process from start to close and then train you on how to replicate that for your own organization. That's the art of closing. That's one of the highlight features of this boot camp, as well as I have a video training where I've video recorded and interviewed social workers who work at hospitals and rehab centers, and I have a training around how to get them to send you the kind of patients that you're after, the big clients, as well as everything that you need to do or your marketing rep needs to do yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily to be able to generate the leads that you're trying to get. We have, and I kid you not, Tony told me this before, we have 6 tickets left. 6. It will sell out, all right? We sell out every one of them. We have 6 tickets left. I would love for you to be able to come there. And by the way, it's in New Orleans. New Orleans is like one of the best cities to go to. If you've never been there, you need to go. It's Mardi Gras season, so there's going to be a lot of fun going up there. I have sponsors who are coming. One of the sponsors was talking about doing a cocktail party the first night, so we're working that out. And Valerie, can we give something away for the people who sign up for the boot camp?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Anybody who does come to the boot camp, and for folks who aren't on here that are going, they don't know this yet, but anybody who does go to the boot camp will automatically get a copy of Let There Be Leads. It won't be published by the time the boot camp comes out, but we will pre-order for them and have it available for them, a copy of the book the minute it comes out. So everybody that attends the boot camp is going to be able to receive a copy of that. So if that's something you intend on doing, don't order it on Amazon because you will automatically get a copy.
All right, there you go. So we're going to give you a book. We're going to have some fun and down in New Orleans, the Big Easy. And here's another thing for you, as a Happy New Year to you, and a thank you for listening to the presentation today. And I hope you get a lot out of this. I really do. I really hope you adjust your prices, take a look, find the average, and go to the average or slightly above the average, because that's what you should be charging. That's the reason why it's the average, all right? But if you go to stevethehurricane.com/bootcamp and you enter promo code VAL for Valerie, VAL50, you'll save $50 off, which is 10% off the price of the ticket. We'd love to have you there. Like I said, we have 6 tickets left, just 6. That's it, and then we can't bring anybody else. So get those last couple tickets, folks. We'd love to see you there. And then, you know, I'll open it up for questions. Anybody have any questions about anything? Or Valerie, you know, how do you do the question thing?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. If you do have a question, you need to type it in. There's a little dashboard that you have. If you have a question about pricing, if you've tried something, you want to ask Steve a question about, you know, something you've tried in the past, whatever it is, start typing in your questions, and we will take a few of those. We will go to 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern, so we have about 20 minutes if there are any questions. So what I need you to do is type those in, and as soon as we get them, we'll answer them first come, first serve. Okay, first question is up. How do I increase an hourly rate for a client you've had for a while? So how do you increase a rate for someone who's already been with you, or can you?
That's a very good question. It's not an easy one. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Talk to your caregiver. Go, you know, if they love the caregiver, you kind of go the route of you're going to pay the caregiver more, and you work it out where you do pay the caregiver a little bit more, but you kind of split the difference. So maybe if you go up $1 an hour, give the caregiver 50 cents or 40 cents, depending on what the payroll tax that goes with it is. So this way you make 50 cents. And, you know, if you have the rights to do that, if there's a contact or whatever who's assigned to it, and just sit down and be like, you know, Mr. So-and-so, your dad, before, when he started with us, he was at X, Y, and Z status. Now he's at ABC. And it's a lot more work. It's a lot more difficult to find the right person. It's you know, we're not charging you more because it's about the money. We're charging you more because it's the level of care that he needs, and we have to compensate our people accordingly. Otherwise, he may not be, you know, it may not work out. So always go from the side of what you're doing for the person and why the extra funds are needed to keep this person safe. That's usually the best angle that I've done. But again, the reason why I said it's hard to do it, because it is. It is one of the hardest things to do is to raise a client afterwards. But those are the ways that I've done it with success. The other thing that I've done is when you have a client that's been with you for like a year, 2 years, you just do it annually as part of your annual markup and just talk about cost of living, caregiver increases, you know, it's a new year, new rate. Our new rate is going to be X. So, you know, using the example I talked about before, say your price is $17. And now you decide that you want to go up to the average, which is 22. So you send out a letter to all of your clients. Our new rates are going to be $22. We're going to grandfather you in at $18.50 or something like that. So this way, the full new rate for those who are signing up is $22. For the people who've been with you, you're only going to give them a little bit of an increase, and that's another way that you could do it. But again, it's expect some phone calls. Expect some challenges, and you may end up having to not raise certain clients. But straight across the board, you should be able to do it and have a high percentage success rate. Very good question.
All right, and that was from Sharon. And the next is from Mary. Don't you think that everyone is telling the client the same thing about their quality and services? How can the client differentiate between the real quality providers and those that just give lip service quality?
Was that Sharon or what was it? Mary? Mary?
This is Mary, yeah.
Mary, I love you. Yeah. After this is done, I want you to go to stevethehurricane.com and I want you to sign up for that boot camp. The reason how you can show it right from your sales process. when I sat down, and when and I'll go through it, and I can't do it because I'm not tangibly with you. I can't show you. When you see the sales process, the thing I'm going to teach you to do with a client, if they saw 10 other agencies, none of them are doing what you're going to be doing just from the sales process, automatically they will assume that you're the better person. When people would mention it, the guy down the street was less to me at the end, and they would, the reason why they still signed up is because I said, we're going to do all of this for your... The other guy, what's he doing? And they go, yeah, he's not really doing anything except for having somebody come in. Yeah, now was my company really that much different? No. But the sales process will show you exactly how to take what you're already doing and leverage it to build value in a way that the other companies aren't doing it. I'm a salesman. I'm a salesman and I'm a pastor. That's my background. So I do not know healthcare, but I know how to talk to people and I know how to build value in the things that we all are doing. And that's how I grew a $5 million organization a year, private pay. No, we didn't accept any Medicaid or anything like that or state waiver programs, all dollars out of pocket. And we were above average price. And it's because of the sales process and cool. The reputation okay. That went with it. So, Mary, I want you to see me. I'm going to give you a hug. I'm going to give you a hug when I see you in New Orleans, all right?
Okay, so how much more I got a lot of questions here. How much more per hour do you need to pay caregivers to get the best caregivers to come and stay with you?
Very good. Who asked that?
That is Seth.
That's the $64,000 question right there.
$100 an hour. $100 an hour ought to do it.
I ought to definitely do it, right? I would check with your hospice rates, all right? So just so you're aware, hospice benefit, if you don't know, the hospice benefit, excuse me, they get a nurse, they get a social worker, they get some care. Usually it's around 6 to 14 hours per week of a home health aide or a CNA, and hospices, to get the Medicare dollars, to get the clients and to keep them, will usually do the home health part of it, the home health aide or that CNA, at a loss. So they're not making money on what they're charging for that because they want the nursing and everything else. Your hospice agencies are probably overcharging overpaying and giving 40 hours of work. So if they're paying, you know, I don't know your market, but I'll say in my market here in New Jersey, the average home health aide was getting paid $10 an hour at the time from private duty companies, and the hospices were paying around $12 to $14 in that range. We were paying between $12 and $14. So we were on par with what the hospices were, and the caregivers that came in, they loved us. Loved us. Real, and that's part of the reason why I was charging what I was. But again, it does go hand in hand. If I'm paying the caregivers the best, those aides will, they'll work for me. They'll show up on time because they're making more money with me than they would with anybody else. So that's the way that I would go for you. Find out what your hospices are paying the CNAs or nurses aides or home health aides or whoever the workers are, and then come close to what they're charging, and then go up to about a 45-50% margin, and that's what you charge. So, you know, based on what I just said, say $13 is the average, that's $26 is your price, or $24 on the low side for a 45% margin. So, you know, do your math, do your homework and everything, take a look at it, go as close to those hospices as possible.
All
very
right.
Good question, Seth.
Good answer. Okay, so this is an easy one. What a note if they would like a courtesy copy of the inquiry checklist that you mentioned?
It is info, I-N-F-O, at stevethehurricane.com.
There you go.
Info at stevethehurricane.com.
All right. Do you recommend tiered pricing services from companion to higher level personal care or one flat hourly rate? That's from Terry.
Terry, that's another good question. I'm going to say in the beginning, yes, you should tier it. So if somebody is a true companion, straight companion, meaning running errands, housekeeping, cooking, maybe medication reminders, fine. That's one rate. As soon as you're doing bathing assistance, transferring, toileting, assisting with physical therapy, exercises, you know, all the things that a caregiver can do within the realm of a home health aide or a CNA, you know, experience certificate, charge another rate. We did do that in the beginning as our phones kept ringing off the hook and we started having more and more challenges. We just started charging one price for everything, and it was the higher of the two. So, yeah, you can, in the beginning, you start off with charging the separate rate for each one. But as your business grows and you start taking in a ton of business, a ton of clients, then just have one rate. So that's kind of like a dual answer.
All righty. Let's see. From Dorothy, how do you know what to pay the I think we've already answered this. How do you know what to pay the caregiver? Is it a percentage of what the client pays? But you've already talked about caregiver rates and how to determine that.
Yeah, you want to try and keep around 50. A healthy margin is 50%. So half of what you're charging goes to the caregiver. That's a healthy margin. I really wouldn't recommend going beyond 55% to the caregiver and 45% to you. That's as low as I would go. I know there are agencies out there that are doing like 37% and everything else or whatever. But, you know, I really want you to try and keep to like 45% or higher, maybe 42% margin. But, you know, I want you to have the money for adequate staff. You know, a good scheduler is hard to find. A good recruiter is hard to find. A good office operations manager is hard to find. And I'll tell you right now, the reason why I'm in business is a good marketing rep is hard to find. So you have to be able to compensate those people. And if you have 35% margins, 30% margins, you're not going to be able to compensate them accordingly, and you're going to go under. Or you're not going to make anything yourself. And that's not fair either. You're the one who took the risk. You're the one who took the investment. You know, this is a business. You should be making money.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so a couple of questions that are kind of the same, so I'm going to kind of lump them together here. Folks have some similar questions. With regards to how much everybody's wanting to know, well, what are the usual rates in this area? It doesn't that John Hancock site, or I know MetLife, Mature Market Study, those will give you. If you go to John Hancock or MetLife Mature Market Studies, they will give you the up-to-date cost of care calculator for your local area.
The MetLife one, I love that. Was my favorite one. That's the one that I used to use because they actually gave you the range and mm-hmm. the average price. But they stopped doing it after 2012. So there isn't a 2013 or a 14 one. And it really kind
of,
you know, it pissed me off because I was using it.
Yeah, it's out of date.
I was like, MetLife, what are you doing? Because theirs was the best. But John Hancock is is the next best one. And you see on the screen right now, folks, all you do is run the mouse over the state. And then, so California, I'll click on California. And then, boom, California, they have like 9 markets. So, you know, let's see what it is in San Francisco. So San Francisco is $132, which is the same as New Jersey. So look at that. For 6 hours of care, it's $22 an hour. That's the average in San Francisco. You know, Los Angeles, 114. That's less. So 114 divided by 6 hours, that's $19 an hour is the average in Los Angeles. So you can adjust accordingly based on what this exactly tells you. And again, every market in the United States is right up here. And you just click on the state, you know, good old Missouri, that's where you are, Val, St. Louis, you know, it's $126. So 126 divided by 6 hours is $21 an hour. So I would tell you to be $21.50 or $22 an hour as the slightly above average price for the market.
The email address for Steve, if somebody wants us to repeat it, is info@stevethehurricane.com. If you look at the screen, you can see the website address is also stevethehurricane.com. So it's info@stevethehurricane.com. And lots of people have other questions about boot camp locations. They want to know if you're going to do another one in New Jersey. When are you going to do it in South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina? Come on, man. Get with it.
I'm sorry, right? You know, I'm working my butt off for you guys. I love you. these are national events. That's all I can say. You know, I mean, people are – the one in New Orleans, we have people coming from Seattle, Washington, people from mm-hmm. Massachusetts, people from Chicago, people from Texas, people from Florida. You know, I think we only have one person from Louisiana actually coming to the New Orleans event. When we did the one in New York City, we had people from all over the country. These are national events. I mean, the way I see it is this. If you come to a training and you are able to execute and implement 25% of what we say on your own without help, and you get a 5% growth in your revenue just from what you learned at this event, that's $1 million. You just made $50,000 more because of coming to the event. A $500 ticket plus two nights in a hotel and an airfare, what? We'll go out. I'll go crazy and say you spend $1,500 to go to this. $1,500, is that not worth $50,000 in revenue? I think that looks like good ROI to me. And I've had people who come to it. There was a gentleman I met who came to the boot camp in New York City. He's from the Seattle, Washington area. He's from New York City boot camp. Went back, executed successfully on his own about 80% of the program. I later saw him in Las Vegas when I was at the private duty conference and I was the keynote speaker there. And he came up to me, he shook my hand, and he said, I got to tell you, you talked about having a business and being in a good position when you get to a point where you have to give away business because you don't have enough caregivers to meet the demand. I didn't think that was possible, and here it is, the beginning of November, and that happened to me last week. So from July through October, he grew his business to a point where he started to have to give it away because he had too many clients coming in. And he signed up himself and his entire team to come to this next boot camp because it's 2.0. It's completely different topics. So, I mean, and when you come there, I'll introduce you to him and let him tell it, not me. That's what he said to me, my mouth to God's ears. You'll see. It's world class. $500 for actually with this ticket code, it's $450. So you get $450 a ticket plus your airfare and the hotel for less than probably realistically $1,000 for most of us, maybe $1,250. It's a no-brainer.
You know, I just made my flight reservations, and right now I know Southwest Airlines doesn't serve everyone, and everyone doesn't like Southwest. I don't know why, but. Just so you all know, I got my round-trip airfare at very reasonable hours, nothing weird, and I got the flights are actually nonstop, so I don't have to change planes or do anything crazy. So these are pretty good tickets for $242, and that's with tax. So the flight really isn't, the biggest expense. So I would recommend folks try to go. And somebody asked this. This is a pretty interesting question. They asked, what if my competitor is also on this call or takes your boot camp? And I guess before Steve answers, you'll have a great answer. I just want to say there are 20,000 home care agencies in the United States of America. There are 200 registered for this call and 100 slots for the boot camp. The odds are pretty much in your favor that your competition is not on this call. And even if they are, who's going to really implement these strategies? Which one of you is going to do it? If it's you, you win.
Val, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly it. I mean, you know, forgetting all the statistics and actual likelihood and chance that happened, I myself used to go to conferences, and I still go to conferences. Just because I'm a speaker and a coach and a trainer and a consultant doesn't mean I don't continue learning, all right? I go to conferences as a speaker, and guess who sits there and listens to everybody else? I do, right? Or if I go, or I go to other professional development conferences outside of healthcare to try and twist other techniques that other industries are doing and apply it to what we do based on my industry experience. So, you know, I'm still learning myself. But I'll never forget, I went to a conference back in 2007, and I was there, and there was about 75, 80 other companies there, and one of my competitors was there, and it was my biggest, best competitor, And we laughed that we both were there. And we went back, and she executed a couple of things that he had suggested, and I executed a couple of things that he had suggested. And we both continued to grow. And we basically, the two of us, were the one and two referrer agencies in the area. I was one, of course. Got to toot the own horn there. But it was the funniest thing, and we were laughing. And, yeah, so what? There's about 50 in the town that I was, Monroe, New Jersey, and one of the 50 was there beside me. It was fine. You're okay.
Yeah, actually, that means that great minds think alike, and you're both benefit from it. But it's really the person who takes the information, really pays attention, and executes when they get home. And not everybody's going to do that, and not everybody's capable of that. But I got to tell you, I've spoken at a lot of events, and I've listened to a lot of speakers, and there are very few events that I sit all the way through to hear every speaker, or even to hear one speaker. And I sit through every single one of Steve's, even though I've heard it a few times, and this one's going to have some new stuff. I will still sit through the entire event because he's a great speaker and a great teacher. So I highly recommend coming.
Thank you.
So I think we're going to wrap it up now, Steve. And this was a great webinar. Love the information. You did a fabulous job. We hope to see everybody at the boot camp. We hope that everybody gets a copy of the book. Steve is a co-author. He's got some good stuff in there. So be sure to get it and get the little advice from Steve. So that's it. I think we're going to call it a day. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Steve.
Bye, everybody. Thank you, Valerie. And Happy New Year, folks. Let's make 2015 your best year yet.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Home Care Business Report with Valerie Van Boeven.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Stay tuned.
Right here, right now. Yes.
Subscribe now.